Hello and welcome to the Obstroy Talk. I'm Oleg Fixel. Here are some details about me. You probably already know what Matrix is because you're in a dev room. Blah, blah, blah. Chat network, great concept of bridges. So bots in Matrix are no different than a normal user. So next time you may be probably talking to a bot. Never know. There are some different bot frameworks out there. Today we will be talking about Obstroid, and Obstroid has this concept of skills. It takes a message from a network, in our case Matrix, and evaluates it against our custom code. We'll look in the demo how it works. So let's look at the architecture. There are connectors which connect to the network, in our case obviously Matrix. There is a parser component which has multiple parsers. We will be using regex parser, which will simply scan the message if the regex matches. And there is also Rasa parser. Rasa is an NLU framework, natural language understanding framework. So the Obstroid will fire the message to Rasa. Rasa will fire the message against the AI model and return the percentage how this message matches again as a meaning and intent. So then the message is fit to our skill, and in our skill we can react a certain way with using a custom Python code. So let's get to the demo. I cut a demo a little bit to fit it to the time. So let's watch it. So let's start the demo. I have an element here connected to the FOSDEM Matrix server. I have created a separate space here. Now I'll create a room for testing. Create new room. Enable end-to-end encryption. And create the room. Now I need the room ID, which I will add to the config file of our Obstroid. So, and the config file is here. So this is the repo. It will be published online. And here we have a config file, which will include all the things we need to start the boat. And here you would paste the room URL. Now let's see the first example we have. First of all, the structure is as follows. Here are the secrets, the end-to-end keys. Don't mind the screenshots. And here are five examples we'll be going through. So the first one looks like this. We have an Obstroid SH, which will run the Obstroid. It's in a container. It will mount configuration, the skill itself, and the end-to-end keys into container, and also this secrets as environment variables. So then we have a configuration file, which is more or less standard. Yeah, we specify the whole Matrix connector things to connect to Matrix as environment variables, and the end-to-end keys, the rooms. Yeah, you see the room here. You can specify multiple rooms, and also our skill, the path where the skill will be mounted, which is in a shell script. So, and the skill itself is a pretty basic one. Yeah, it's just copy-paste. I copy-pasted it from the original Hello skill, but just to go through so you understand how it builds up. So we have a class, we import some things. We are using regex matcher. And so actually we specify here if in the message, case insensitive, if we see hi, hello, and so on, then we create a text which is random of hi, hello, and hey, plus the username, and then respond to the user with this text. Same for bye. So it's pretty straightforward. So let's look how it works. So now let's run the bot. In the meantime, I had to recreate the room because I had a bit of a hassle with end-to-end encryption. So I need to drop the session, delete the end-to-end encryption keys, and then start again. So now let's start the Obstroid. The room looks a bit different now, but that's not important. So if we type hi, then the bot reacts. If we type bye, then the bot also reacts with like a different message. So that's actually the very, very simple bot. Now let's look at the more extended example. And let's look at the second one. We have the same shell script, and we have the same config file, but now we have the config options. And these options we will read in the skill and use them, so we can specify something in your config files without adjusting the skill itself, the code itself. So, and the code looks like this. We have the init part where we read the configs, the config parameters. And actually, we need this fortune utility, which will read this fortune file with jokes. And then it will be executed. Of course, there are better solutions just to install it via pip. But if we would build a Docker container, we will embed it in the Docker container. So that's a subroutine for actually running this command. And we are also using here the regex matcher. If there is a joke in some of the messages, then we will run the command, parse the output of the command, and then just send it as a message. So let's look, let's watch how it works. Starting Obstroid, installing the fortune utility. Now it started. Now, so there is a joke in the message, and the bot will post a joke from the random one from the database. So now let's look at a bit more extended example. This will be the third one. I will go really briefly over it because of the time. It's the same shell script. It's almost the same config file. Only we have two commands, for computer jokes and for fortune cookies predictions. So, and the code looks similar. If we see a joke, we post a joke. If we see a cookie, then it can open the cookie for us. So let's see how it works. Again, installing the fortune utility, then started. So same again, joke, posted jokes, cookie, opening the cookie, then waiting, and then posting the text of the cookie. So that's like a preliminary version before we get to actually making a bot a bit more interesting. So now we will implement mentioning. Let's stop this for now and look at the next one. Yeah, we have the same shell script. The same config file. We will also specify the matrix ID, which will then be used for matching messages if the bot is actually mentioned or not. And the skill looks like this. So loading the config file, then creating a regex, which will match the messages if the bot name is in the message or not. And here's the function for that. And now let's check. So we are again using the regex matcher. If there is a joke in the message, then we just reply, "I know some jokes," but not telling the joke. And then if there is a regex tell something joke and the bot is mentioned, then we actually telling the joke. Same for cookie. Like for cookie, I can open a fortune cookie for you. And then if it's mentioned, then it's actually doing the thing. And there is also some other interesting thing if you ask the bot if you're a robot. So let's see how it works. Again, starting Obstroid. So now started. So and then it replies, I know some jokes, and then if we mention the bot, then it tells the joke. So also same with the cookie. And then it goes through the routine of opening the cookie and pasting the text of the fortune cookie. Oh, learn Haskell. So we can also ask him, are you a robot? And it can react. So this is all good. And the thing is, we were using the regex matcher here. Yeah. If we would get a typo, it will not react. Yeah. So to get our Obstroid a bit more flexible, we can use Rasa NLU. Rasa is a framework which will train as a model. Yeah, and then fire messages against this model, and give Obstroid a result, to which extent this message matches which meaning, which intent, and this is done. Yeah, this is done in the next step. So here we have this intents that we are creating. Those is a list of the intents, and then the name of the intent and examples. So those examples will be used for training the model, and the message will be sent from Obstroid to Rasa. Rasa will fire it against a model and tell back which intent to which percentage it is matching to. And this is happening all in background automatically. Also the training model from Obstroid, so we can use it just without understanding the techniques behind it. The good thing is that Rasa can be self-hosted, so you don't have to fire all your messages against some cloud service, and it's also open source and free. So let's look how this is configured. So we have two files. One is running the Obstroid himself with connecting to Rasa. We will have to run two containers, one with Rasa, one with Obstroid. And make sure you have enough RAM for Rasa, because it takes like 2 to 4 gigabytes of RAM. Here is the Rasa. Yeah, you have to probably replace that with something more secure. And we have the config file, which is exactly the same as before here for the skill. But we configure here the Rasa connection. Yeah, the connection to the Rasa API, the very secure token, and the minimal score it should match for Obstroid to take this intent as a result. So 1.0 is 100%. We are nearly taking, well, like 100% is word-to-word matching. Yeah? So, and the skill looks the following. It's a bit bigger now. Again, loading everything the same, completely the same, until this one. We are not using regex matcher anymore. We are using Rasa NLU matcher and the intent we created. And you remember, we created the intent here in the intents YAML. Yeah. Telling a joke here it is with examples. Yeah. So that will be used. Also, we're using regex matcher as well for matching every message where the cookie word is in there. Also, we can, you see, we are using Rasa, and also if the if the bot is mentioned, then it will tell a joke. If it's if it's not mentioned, it will just tell I know some jokes. Yeah. Also, similar for the cookies, we leave the regex matcher here, but we use the Rasa matcher for the question, are you a robot or not? And also some additional thing we can use to do some other answers. So let's see how it works. Let's open the intents here. Okay, we need two screens. First, we will run the Rasa container. Then we'll run the Obstroid container, which will connect to Rasa and train the model. Yeah. Now it's training the model, pushing this intent YAML to Rasa, which will train the model and load the model. It'll take some time. We can fast forward here. So now the model is loaded and we can use it. So you see, it's pasted a message to Rasa. Rasa responds, confidence 1.0. And also, if I have a typo here, it should still match. Yeah, you see, it still matches. If I have a typo, it still matches. So that concludes actually the demo, and I hope you enjoyed it. The code will be published, so you can reuse it to build your own bots. Thanks for watching my talk, and see you in Matrix.